This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Gemara in Megillah tells us that when Haman is dispatched by Achashverosh to go and find Mordechai to honor him and parade him around town, Mordechai is in the Beis HaMedrash. What is Mordechai doing in the Beis HaMedrash? He's teaching his Talmidim. He's teaching them the halachas of Kamitza. Kamitza is an integral part of the Korban Mincha, a flower offering. When a person would want to bring a Korban Mincha, he'd give it to the Kohen would take the flower and he would dip his hand into it. He would rub away the thumb, the flower like that, and then like that. And the flower in between his middle fingers, he would offer up on the Mizbech. That is Kamitza. Why is Mordechai teaching his Talmidim the halachas of Kamitza now? There is a noose around the neck of Klal Yisrael. Things are looking desperate. A day has been set aside for the genocide of the Jewish people, and Mordechai is in the Beis HaMedrash learning Kodshim, teaching his Talmidim the halachas of Kamitza. Why now? Would it not be more appropriate to teach the halachas of dying al Kiddush Hashem? That was in Yonah Deyoma, sadly. There is an amazing Rokeach. The Rokeach says that I can find an allusion to Haman in the Torah, not the familiar one that we know, but a different one. In Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu is petrified. The next day he's going to encounter Esav, whose hatred is still burning. And the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu prepares in three ways. He prepares by sending presents to Esav to try and calm him down. He prepares for battle, and he davens. And then the Pasuk says, Vayolen shom balaylo hahu, vayikach menabob b'yodem minchel Esav ochiv. Pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach. Says the Rekeach, the last letters of the word, Vayolen shom balaylo, hey, nun and mem, spell the word Haman. That's an allusion. What's the connection? Says the Tolna Rebbe, that Yaakov Avinu did everything he could to prepare. Presents, tefillah, battle. And then, once he's done everything he can, he puts his confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he knows at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to his rescue. He has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what Mordechai is doing. He's teaching his Talmidim that right now there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Purim story takes place after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, before the second Beis HaMikdash is built, in that 70-year period. There is no Beis HaMikdash, but he's telling his Talmidim there'll be a time, the day will still come, where there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, there'll be Kohanim serving, there'll be halachas of Kemitza. We need to know these halachas. He's instilling hope into his Talmidim. That's why he's teaching Hilchas Kemitza. That's really in line in the Shoshanas Yaakov. Lo yidia shekol kevecho lo yevoishu. Those who have confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be embarrassed. Lo yikol mo lo netzach kol achosin boch. Those who have confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be ashamed. Lo netzach. Lo netzach alludes to one of the most beautiful psukim in the whole of Tanakh, a pasuk which appears in the Haftorah of Parsha Zohar of this week's Parsha. Netzach Yisroel lo yishakeh. The eternity of the Jewish people does not lie. When the Ramban was summoned to a disputation in 1267, a former student of his, who was Meshumad, who became a Christian, Pablo Cristiani was his new name, and he had to have a public disputation with this person, the Ramban destroyed his arguments. And one of the points he made in this three-day disputation, which is written up in Sefer HaVikuach, was that the proof of the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is the existence of the Jewish people. The very existence of Klal Yisrael, Keves Echod, Bein Shivim Ze'evim, one lamb amid 70 wolves, the very existence of Klal Yisrael is proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection of us. What would the Ramban say 750 years later? The last 750 years have seen so many more threats to the Jewish people. The Crusades, the medieval times, the Chelmoniki massacres, the Cossacks, the pogroms in Eastern Europe, all leading to a Holocaust. And now the rebirth of the Jewish people, whether it's in the Torah world of America, in Europe, and of course the rebirth of life, of Torah life in Eretz Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael lo yishakeh. What would the Ramban say 750 years later? The message, therefore, that Haman was trying to destroy, and that Mordechai was trying to teach his students, was Netzach Yisrael lo yishakeh. There is hope always. the eternity of the Jewish people. And we need to learn Hilchos Kemitza because the day will come soon that there'll be a Beis HaMikdash. We need to know these halachas. Yaakov Avinu does all he physically can do, and then he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection of Netzach Yisrael Lo Yeshake. Mitz Hashem, we should be zocher to a Freilich and Purim, a wonderful Purim, and that reassurance of Netzach Yisrael Lo Yeshake.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.